Today in Music.
We expected it to last 10 years.
I didn't think I was talented enough for it.
Well, I could be retired, but I could still do this.
But you know, destiny intervenes.
Mix 104.9.
Roy Orbison was at number one on the UK singles chart on this day in 1964 with Oh Pretty Woman. It was his third UK number one. At the height of his popularity, 22 of Orbison's songs made it into the US top 40.
I wrote Pretty Woman. That took about 30 minutes. And all the good ones don't take long. The bad ones take about 6 months. But anyway, we recorded the song, and so it was released about 3 or 4 days later, and then within 3 weeks it was number one.
It was this day in 1987, ZZ Top made advance booking for seats on the first passenger flight to the moon. The boys are still waiting for confirmation of the trip.
Ignition sequence start.
On their 12th single release, U2 scored their first UK number one on this day in 1988 with Desire. The track, which was also a US number three hit, was taken from their album Rattle and Hum. Here's Bono.
Every time I write the lyrics of a song, I know that maybe it's futile and people say you can't change the world with pop music, but yet I realise that pop music has changed me a great deal.
And turning 35 today, Bruno Mars scored the 2010 worldwide number one Just The Way You Are and the 2011 hit The Lazy Song.
Any young aspiring musicians out there, if music is what you want to do, if music is what you love and your passion, it doesn't take a fragrance. It's not about the tabloid. It's about you putting in the work, practicing every day, practicing your vocals, practicing your instrument, practicing songwriting. And hopefully one day you write the song, you know, the whole world wants to get down to.
And that is Today in Music, Thursday, the 8th of October, Mix 104.9.